Yes, good morning. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I'd just like to greet you all in the name of Jesus this morning. Have a something here that has been on my mind recently has to do with my own walk here and how we relate or how we feel about our journey with the Lord and the call that He has placed in our lives. It's difficult to separate those things, the salvation part and the calling that God has in our lives, the desire that He has to enter into us and to perform His will through our lives, through our life. But then, as we probably all have experienced from time to time, there do come times when the way seems hard and the journey seems like it doesn't have a clear direction in the future. And that's when we can tend to shrink back and the temptation is very great to sit down and just let the world go by. I have thought already where this term comes from, throwing in the towel. We tend to hear that from time to time, and I find it interesting, some of these quotes that we hear. And I find it interesting how many times they actually have a real meaning. And I didn't do any studying on this as far as where this quote comes from, throwing in the towel. But it has to, the meaning of it has to do with giving up on the purpose and the vision that we once were on. And throwing in the towel would mean that we are going to give up on that. And so, but I had to wonder, why the towel? Throwing in the towel, why not, throwing in the whatever else? But then my mind went to the towel that Jesus used to gird Himself at the Last Supper. He had a towel there, and He used that towel to serve people or to serve His disciples there. And He used that towel to dry their feet. And a washing is something that is very important for us to stay clean. But it seems, at least for me, if I go into a bathroom or somewhere and wash my hands and my face, and I have nothing to wipe it off, it dries eventually, but there's just nothing like drying yourself off with a towel after you are wet. And I think Jesus, had two things in mind. The washing there with the water that He used to wash the feet of Jesus or the feet of His disciples was to make them clean, but then the towel was to make them comfortable and secure. And I think many a times that towel is what it represents. It's something that we use to make people comfortable and secure, and it's a very good way, or it's a symbol, a very good descriptive symbol of servant and serving others and neglecting my own comforts for the comforts of others is, I think, a good way to describe the towel. And I believe that many a times the temptation is very real to throw that in, because what happens when we do that is we feel like we're not being appreciated, or so many times people can, they just want more. You start wiping someone's feet with the towel that Jesus gave you. And it just seems that the more you wipe, the more they want you to wipe. So I think that's oftentimes what causes us to want to throw in the towel and get discouraged. I have to think of the words there when Jesus said to Peter, "Will you also leave me?" Peter said, "I have nowhere else to go. I don't have any other place to go to." And Peter really was in an advantage situation there, because he had left his job and was fully dependent on Jesus Christ. And for him to leave Jesus would have meant a bigger hardship than just to continue walking with Jesus, even though walking with Jesus was bringing about its own set of problems for Peter. For him, it was more to lose to go back than to go forward. And I think that is a safe place for us to walk as Christians. It almost seems like this Christian life is sort of like a bottleneck, that once we go through that bottleneck, it actually is harder to go back than to just keep on moving forward. And I believe that bottleneck happens from time to time throughout our Christian life. But I know one of those is the Red Sea experience. You know, when we experience the Red Sea and are baptized, the Red Sea is a symbol of baptism. Baptism basically is a commitment that we're done with the world, we're done with Egypt, and we're going to move forward into God's kingdom. We are serious about following the Lord Jesus Christ. And once we've went through that and sealed it with water baptism, it's sort of, I mean, it's possible to go back, but it's a lot more of a distinctive position that we have to cross, because when we go back now to Egypt or back to the world, or when we, quote, throw in the towel, we have to actually go back on that baptism experience. And that is set in place. God does that for our protection. And then the other experience is usually the crossing of the Jordan. And that is a symbol of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's just it's after the first excitement of the Christian life is over. There's always an excitement about coming out of Egypt and experiencing all that deliverance and to see our enemies just crumble and fall and be washed in the Red Sea. There's always an excitement that goes with that. But then after a while after that, we tend to encounter the wilderness and we start learning about the ways of God. You know, we meet up with the Ten Commandments and we get to know Moses, which is a type of Jesus. And the Ten Commandments is a type of, you know, the teachings of Jesus. And so we encounter these things, and sometimes they look a little different after a while, because sometimes it's more than what we had thought or more than what we bargained for. And so then there's that temptation again to throw in the towel while we're wandering in the wilderness. But my encouragement this morning is for us to keep on going, because if we're experiencing a dry time in our lives, it's a good time to stop and reflect on what Jesus did for us, and to look into the future. It's one of the things that I believe that many Christians have not encountered in a real way, and that is the crossing of the Jordan. And it does seem that when people cross the Jordan, after they cross the Red Sea, and once they cross the Jordan, I believe it's there is more of a vision. It's settled. We have experienced the pain of wandering and aimless life in the wilderness. We're sort of through all that, and we have settled it deep in our hearts. And I would just encourage us all to look at the crossing of the Jordan as the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I do not believe that the baptism of the Holy Spirit just comes automatically with the new birth. I think there's a measure of it that does, and actually I'm sure there is, because we cannot even begin to have any type of hope or assurance or confidence without God's Spirit within us. But I think the danger is that if we stop at the other side of the Red Sea and we do not pursue and seek a deeper infilling of God's Spirit within us. And I think the desire there to throw in the towel usually comes from the lack of a real inner filling of God's Spirit. And I believe that that only comes through intercession and prayer and asking God and asking brothers and sisters to pray for us to that end, asking to be filled with the Spirit, and asking brothers, godly brothers and sisters who we know are filled with the Spirit to pray for us, even the laying on of hands that you see in the book of Acts. I do believe that that is one of the solutions if we can humble ourselves and just ask for that. It seems that pride oftentimes stands in the way of a deep infilling of God's Spirit. And I would just like to encourage us this morning to look at the life of Christ and to examine that towel that God gives to each one of us as His children. He gives us this towel, and He wants us to use it. He wants us to use it to wipe the feet of our brothers and sisters, and also He wants us to use it to wipe the feet of our enemies and those that oppress us, and those that, He wants us to use it first to the brotherhood. I think our first calling is to do good, especially to those that are in the household of faith, but to not stop there, and to also do good to those that are not in our brotherhood, and especially to those that are unkind to us. My encouragement this morning is to hang on to that towel and to just continue using it. There is a reward at the other end for all those who have used the gifts that God has given us. May the Lord bless you.